Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Hey. We will begin on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, 20 lines from the bottom to Nan Hosam. Again, to quickly review the subject of our perek. Our perek is discussing the halacha that we know that for a transaction to be valid, we have to have a kinyan. And the kinyan is not by paying, but rather by a person doing mishicha, hagbah, on the item that's being sold. In every transaction, there's the item, the merchandise, and the money. And the kinyan has to be done on the merchandise. And our Mishnah taught us that when we're trading gold coins or silver coins, our Mishnah says that the gold coins are considered the merchandise and the silver coins are considered the money. So the kinyan has to be done on the gold coins. Our Gemara went on to teach us that Rebbe, who wrote our Mishnah, this is his final opinion. His earlier opinion actually was in the reverse. His earlier opinion was that the silver is considered the merchandise and the gold is considered the money. Now our Gemara quotes Mishnah in Masechta Maaseh Sheni. We know that if somebody has Maaseh Sheni produce, he could redeem it. Says Beishamay Oimrim, Vayasim Odom Slaim Din Rezov. You can't take silver coins that you had redeemed Maaseh Sheni produce on and now transfer them and turn them into gold coins. Beisel Matirim. And Beisel allow it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We now have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How to understand the Machloikis of Beisham and Beisel? Chara Machloikis Beslaim Al Dinrim. The Machloikis is specifically in this situation. We have silver coins that we want to turn into gold coins. The Beshamai Savri, Beshamai of the opinion, Kaspa, silver coins, are tiva, are considered the money. The Dehava, the gold coins, are considered like Peira. The Teva, are Peira, loy mechalalina. We don't, when we are allowed to redeem Maaseh Sheni, we're only allowed to redeem it from produce to money, not from money to produce. Beisil Savra, and Beisila of the opinion, Kaspa Peira, the Dehavativa, it's the silver coins that are considered the Peiris. The gold coins are considered the money, and therefore Peira Tiva Mechalalinen. We're allowed to transfer silver coins to become gold coins. Ava Peiris al Dinarim, if we have actual produce, there Derehako Mechalalinen. Everybody will agree we could transfer Peiris onto gold coins. Maybe. My Tama, what is the reason? Me did I have a Kesef Lebeis Hillel. Just like Beis Hillel says by Kesef. Kesef Lebeis Hillel. Because silver to Beis Hillel. I've got the Kasper Legaba the Hava Peira Hava. We just said that we compare according to Beis Hillel, silver coins to gold coins. Silver coins are considered Peiris. And gold coins are considered the money. However, and therefore we can't transfer according to Beis Hillel, gold onto silver. But silver onto gold is fine. Legabe Peiris, similarly, when we're talking about real produce and to transfer real produce, Legabe Peiris, Tiva Hava Zov Nami Lebeis Shemai. Avagav, the Hava, Legabe Kasper, Peiris Hava, Legabe Peiris, Tiva Hava. Which means, again, that even though, according to Beis Shemai, if we compare gold to silver, gold is not considered coin, it's considered merchandise, but when we compare it to the fruit, it is considered money. So basically what the Gemara is saying in one word is everything is relative. According to Beis Shammai, gold compared to silver is not considered coinage, but gold compared to produce is considered a coin. Just like Beis Hillel will hold by gold, that even though silver, just like silver compared to gold is not considered money, according to Beis Hillel, silver compared to produce is considered money. The one question that the Rishonim focus on heavily at this point is that if this is the way we understand the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then it turns out that our Mishnah Rebbe is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, that gold compared to silver, gold is considered the merchandise and silver is considered the money. Beis Hillel holds just the opposite. Says Rebbe following the opinion of Beis Shammai, not the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Rishonim say many terutzim to this question. One terutz that they say is just like we learned in the previous shiur, that there was an earlier version of Rebbe, and then there's a later version of Rebbe. The Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that we just quoted reflects the earlier version of Rebbe, which he didn't bother changing. He just changed our Mishnah. Another test that Rishonim say is that we have to reverse the opinions in the Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni to have that Mishnah's version be consistent with our Mishnah, which represents the Halacha. A third test that we're going to quote is very interesting. It could well be that Beis Hillel will agree with Rebbe in our Mishnah, that we compared gold to silver. The gold is considered the merchandise and the silver is considered money. That's in a situation of, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, of doing transaction, exchanging silver coins for gold coins. The Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni is referring to a very unique situation, and this concept is going to keep on coming up in the shiur, Be'ezer Hashem. What is the concept? Why did the Torah say we could take Maaseh Sheni produce and transfer it onto money? Because it's a schlep to take the produce all the way up to Yerushalayim. Similarly, it's easier to carry gold coins than to carry silver coins. You have to carry much less coins. And therefore, even though normally Beis Hillel will agree with our Mishnah that the gold is the merchandise and the silver is the money, here, because of the unique circumstances of Maaseh Sheni, we're going to say that the gold is the money and the silver is the merchandise. That's one explanation of that machloikus. Another explanation of that machloikus is the charama, the peris adinorim machloikus. Gold is never considered money. And since gold is never considered money, according to Beis Shammai, you can't take produce, certainly you can't take silver coins and transfer it onto gold coins, but even fruit, produce, cannot be transferred onto gold coins. Ask the Gemara, or the Mandam, according to this explanation, that after Paris Adonar Machloikis, that even if we have produce, we can't, according to Beis Shammai, transfer it onto gold coins. Ask the Gemara, Adam, if Glibisalarim Adonarim, why did the Mishnah there choose to speak about a case where I have silver coins that I want to transfer onto gold coins? Let's tell us a bigger chiddush, that you can't transfer produce onto gold coins. Answers the Gemara, if that would be the case that the Mishnah discusses, I would think, that we have produce and we have gold coins, we have a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what to do? Where Beis Shammai says, you can't transfer it on gold coins, and Beis Hillel says, you can transfer it on gold coins. But if we have silver coins and gold coins, perhaps, Beis Hillel maybe in that circumstance agrees with Beis Shammai. If we compare gold coins to silver coins, it's considered payers and not coins, and they will agree that you can't transfer silver coins onto gold coins, that the halacha is that Beis Hillel holds that not only could produce be transferred onto gold coins, but even silver coins could be transferred onto gold coins. And obviously the Rishonim explain why we're more interested in explaining Beis Hillel's opinion, because the halacha follows the opinion of Beis Hillel, especially because we have the concept of Koich Da Teira Adif. We want to teach the more lenient view. The Rosh asks a question. Why doesn't the Mishnah speak about both cases? A case of transferring produce onto gold coins and a case of transferring silver onto gold coins. Answer the Rosh, simple answer. The Mishnah always has tried to speak in the most succinct manner, and that's why the Mishnah tried to avoid mentioning two cases, only speaking about one case. So as I said, as we just learned, there are two approaches how to understand the machloikis of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and that Mishnah. One approach is that you can never transfer Maaseh Sheni, whether it's produce or silver coins, onto gold coins. That was the second approach. The first approach is only silver coins cannot be transferred onto gold coins, but produce, everybody will agree, can be transferred onto gold coins. Yet we don't know who holds what. What is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? What is Rabbi Reish Lakish's opinion? Says the Gemara, "Tistayim the Rabbi Yochanan da'amar ema charolinim." I'll prove to you it's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that says that you can't even transfer produce onto gold coins. Rabbi Yochanan says, also, you're not allowed to borrow a dinner to repay a dinner. As we discussed, as was learned in the previous year, this is a concept that's going to keep on recurring. There's a concept of saw b'saw. In part of the Isser of Ribbis, Chazal said that I can't borrow from you a bag of flour to return a bag of flour. Why? Because the price of flour fluctuates. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, specifically when we get to Perek Ezu Neshech, there are exceptions to this rule. One exception is if I have flour ready in my possession. Another exception is if the price of flour is very clear. But typically, you can't borrow flour for flour. Now the Gemara discusses, if I borrow from you a gold coin, can I pay back a if I borrow from you a coin, can I pay back a coin? Says the Gemara. Also, Rav Yochanan makes a statement, I can't borrow a coin, we don't know what kind of coin yet, and pay back a coin. Ask the Gemara, Dinah Demai, what kind of coin is Rav Yochanan discussing? Ilam Adinah Shakesef, Bedinah Shakesef, Rav Yochanan is saying that you can't borrow silver coin to pay back a silver coin. Ask the Gemara, Legabe Nafshi Mi'ikal Aman Da'oma Laf Tevahava, is there any opinion that will suggest that you can't borrow a silver coin and pay back a silver coin? El Pshita, what it must mean, is Dinah Shazav B'Dinah Shazav. That you can't borrow a gold coin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to pay back a gold coin. So Mepharshim discuss, why is it, Rishonim discuss this, why is it obvious to the Gemara that silver coin certainly can't be a situation of saw b'saw? A gold coin, we're going to see the Gemara is not sure about. But a silver coin is certainly not saw b'saw. Why? So Mepharshim answer, because the Torah calls a silver coin a coin. The Torah says it's Tzartar Kesef. So silver coins are called coins. Furthermore, as we learned, and we'll learn, silver coins were the coins that were typically used in currency. So obviously silver coins are not so. They're considered money. So what Rabbi Yochanan is referring to is gold coins. And Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that I can't borrow a gold coin to pay you back a gold coin. Ask the Gemara, according to whom is Rabbi Yochanan speaking? If Rabbi Yochanan is going coin to Beis Ha'ol, harmi tivahava. Didn't Beis Ha'ol say that gold coins are considered currency? So it can't be gold coins. It can't be going coin to Beis Ha'ol. Ela Beis Shammai. It must be that it's going coin to Beis Shammai. B'shmamino. And it must be from here we see that Rabbi Yochanan the Omer Eim Chalulinan, that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that gold coins are always considered payrus. And since gold coins are considered payrus, there's a problem of saw b'saw. The only problem is, the Rishonim asks, it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying a halacha, is saying his halacha according to Beis Shammai. But we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Why is Rabbi Yochanan saying a din according to the opinion of Beis Shammai? So Rishonim give a number of terutzim. One terutz that they attempt to say is, like we said earlier, really we have to reverse the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Another terutz, again, based on what we said earlier, we said that Maisa Sheni is a specific situation where Beis Shammai considers gold coins to be currency. In all other areas of halacha, Beis Hillel will agree with our Mishnah that gold coins are not considered currency, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is actually saying his opinion according to Beis Hillel. So here we see that gold coins, according to Rabbi Yochanan, are not considered currency, they're considered payrus, and therefore they fall under the issur of saw b'saw. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam amlok Rabbi Yochanan hudam mechalalinan. Rabbi Yochanan will say that even Beis Shammai will agree that produce onto gold coins can be redeemed that way. So if so, why does he hold that you can't borrow gold coin to return a gold coin? V'shani havo, ki v'derinin mecha chamemka. Since as far as mecha chamemka is concerned, as we learned in the Mishnah, shavu rabbonin kibei peir, their gold coins are considered peiris. The meaning, because we say by gold coins, that is the item, the oikuvazil, that goes up and down in value, the gaba havo, nami peri hava. As far as havo is concerned, we also don't consider it like currency, rather we consider it like peira, and it comes under the category of sabasaw. And says the Gemara, hacha nami mistabra, that's the way to understand Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The chas ravan amar Rabbi Yochanan, af bish amru, osa luvas dinner b'dinner, you can redeem Maaseh Sheni in a gold coin. It's only regarding the special din of Sar B'Sar that we included gold coins. And as the Chazanish explains, I think it's really the Rishonim say this. This din, as we will see, of Sar B'Sar is a very, very fundamental halacha in Hilchis Ribis. And Chazal were very concerned about this rule. And therefore they give it a very broad application. And therefore, even though one could very much argue that a gold coin for a gold coin is not sabasa, it's a coin, but because Chazal was so concerned about the din of sabasa, Chazal said that gold coins, where we have this fluctuation issue, should be included in the category of sabasa. In fact, I saw a very interesting shaila, very much in line with what we just discussed. We said the coin, if I borrow from you $100 here in America, I pay you back $100, even though we may live in a time of inflation or deflation, no problem. Why would we not look in Eretz Yisrael? Nowadays in Israel, I borrow from you $100, right? Is that, and I want to pay back $100. Now the currency in use in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, is shkolim, not dollars. What will be the din? So some paiskim say, since so many different commodities, not just commodities, real estate in Israel are sold on the dollar, so even though dollar is not the currency of Israel, it's considered like the currency of Israel, and therefore halvah that's done in Israel and today, even with dollars, doesn't fall under the category of sabasa. However, Rav Yaakov Bloy in the Pesachei Choshen disagrees. He says, Al Gemara just taught us that we have a very, very narrow application of what money is. Gold coins are already not considered sabasa. And therefore, he says, in Israel, where the local currency is shkolim, even though so many different business transactions are done with the dollar, it still will not fall under the category of sabasa. And in Israel, you have a problem of ribis if you borrow dollars and you want to repay even the same amount of dollars. Tashma, ha'parit sell memoris ma'isheshani. If somebody has silver coins and he wants to transfer them before he gets to Yerushalayim onto copper coins, b'shamay b'chol ha'selamos. B'shamay says you could take the entire silver coin and transfer it onto copper. B'selamim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. There are two shkolim in every seller. You could only take half of that and transfer it onto copper. The other half should be left as silver. What is the reason for Beis Hillel? The reason for Beis Hillel is because if people are not going to want to schlep copper coins to Yerushalayim. Copper coins are cheap. You're going to have to take a lot of coins. As I keep on saying, they didn't want to have to schlep a lot. So according to Beis Hillel, if everybody's going to transfer and everybody's going to bring their coins to Yerushalayim as silver, there's going to be a run for copper coins. Because once you get to Yerushalayim, you need small change. And we know supply and demand. And if there's going to be a lot of people looking for copper coins, the price of copper coins is going to go up. So therefore, to avoid that, says Beis Hillel, don't transfer everything onto copper coins. That's Beis Hillel's opinion. What is Beis Shammai's opinion? We have a very big machlokes with Shainim. Rashi seems to say, that according to Beis Shammai, you have a choice. You could follow Beis Hillel, or you could transfer it all onto copper. We could transfer it all onto silver. We don't care. Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's pshat. Because Tosfos says, if Rashi is correct, it turns out that Beis Shammai is a mekel, and Beis Hillel is a machmer. Beis Hillel says you can't transfer more than half of your money onto silver. And according to Beis Shammai, you could transfer all of it onto silver. Now we know that typically Beis Shammai is the machmer and Beis Hillel is the mekel. And wherever it's reversed, those cases are listed in the Mishnayis and Masechet Idyos. If Rashi's pshat is correct, why is this not mentioned in the Mishnah Masechet Idyos? Says Tosfos therefore pshat. The Beis Shammai says specifically on the other hand that you should transfer all of it onto silver. Why? So Tosfos says a few reasons. One reason is because copper coins have a tendency to rust, and in those days currency was valued on the metal of the currency. Another pshat is we don't want you to keep on transferring. People usually want to have silver coins. Every time you change money, you have to pay a service fee, which we want to avoid. But there's a very interesting point that the Aruch HaShulchan Asid makes according to Beis Hillel. He says, even according to Beis Hillel, that says that you only could transfer half the shekel, half the sela onto silver, He says that's the first seller. Because like we said, we want you to have small change and not have to run to get copper coins. But let's say, Baruch Hashem, you're a wealthy person and you're taking a lot of coins. So you don't need that much small change. The extra, even by seller will agree, you could transfer onto silver. Actually, the Shailos HaTshuvos L'Horus Nosson uses this concept that we've been discussing to discuss a very interesting Shaila. He says, here we see that the Torah already was concerned that when a person does a mitzvah, we want to make it easy for the person. And therefore, when the person is going to Yerushalayim, he could transfer his copper coins onto silver coins, he could transfer his produce onto money, not to have to schlep. So the question that comes up, it's an interesting question. Let's say somebody's traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah. He's traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah. So he wants to travel and be able to travel in comfort. Is he allowed to use the tzedakah money to travel business class? It's much more comfortable. And here we see that the Torah, Chazal, want to make it easy for us to be mekayim a mitzvah. So he answers a very interesting guide. He says, what you should follow is, what will you do if you're traveling for yourself? If you traveled not for a mitzvah, would you go business class? That's the problem. If you would go business class then, so obviously you need that. So then you could use that type of service, even though it costs more, and even though the stock is paying when you travel for Dvar Mitzvah. But if you're traveling for yourself, you don't spend the money for business class. Now for Tztaka, I'm going to take business class. That's unacceptable, he says. Again, Tashma Aparit Salamar Shanei, B'Shamah and B'Kol HaSalamos, you could transfer all of it onto silver. B'Shalom B'Shekel Kas B'Shekel Mos. Ask the Gemara, Hashkel B'Shamah, if according to B'Shamah L'Gabe Prita M'Chal Linen, if B'Shamah holds you could transfer silver, you could transfer silver to copper, copper to silver, L'Gabe D'Havim B'Boi, certainly you should be able to transfer it onto gold. Answers the Gemara, Shani Priti, but asked the Sagya Charifi, where they use the copper coins, they're very much in currency. Lishnachrina. Now there's another version of how to understand. Again, from here we see, again, let's just review what the Gemara meant to say. If we see that we have copper coins, and the question is we want to transfer copper onto silver, how do we get copper coins? It must be that we were redeemed my sustaining produce for copper coins. So if we could redeem my sustaining produce for copper coins, certainly shouldn't be Shammai hold that you could redeem my sustaining produce for gold coins. And says the Gemara, no. Copper coins, where they used, are considered more currency than gold coins. Says the Gemara, Lishnachrina. Another version of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in explaining the Machlokes by Shammai Beis Halal. Unlike Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Charama Machlokes B'Sulam Al Dinrim. Can you transfer silver onto gold? The Beshamai Savri, Beshamai are of the opinion, HaKesef Kesef Rishav L'Chayis V'Sheni. The Torah says that Tzartar Kesef, you only get one opportunity to change the produce onto money. But once you changed it onto money, you can't change it again onto money. Beshel Amri, Kesef Kesef Riba. Vafil Kesef Sheni. You can keep on transferring produce to money, and then money to money again. Avo Peris Al Dinor, to take the payers onto coins, the Ve'akum Mechalalinen. You could take it onto silver coins, you could even take it onto gold coins, the Kata Kesav Rishinu. It's considered the first money, and that everybody will agree is acceptable. The Charama, and the other explanation of Beshamai's opinion, the payers are the norm Nami Machlaikis. You can't take produce onto gold coins. And the payers are the norm Nami Machlaikis. Why? Because gold coins are not considered money, according to this opinion of Beshamai. Ask the Gemara, Ulamandam Sloim al Dinor Machloikis, according to the Mandam that says that the Machloikis is, can you transfer silver onto gold? Ad Miflegib Sloim al Dinrim. And the reason is because you could only transfer onto money once, not twice. Ask the Gemara, Ad Miflegib Sloim al Dinrim. Can you transfer silver onto gold? Lifegib Sloim, can you transfer silver onto silver? You only get one chance at money, according to this application. Answers the Gemara, if the Mishnah would speak about a case, silver onto silver, have a mina, I would think, the machloik is b'sham b'sol, can you transfer silver onto silver? Av b'sloim al dinrim, silver onto gold. perhaps Moidulu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel will agree. Did the Havel Gabi Kaspa, when we compare gold to silver, Peira Havel. Even Beis Hillel will agree that it's considered Peira. And he will agree that Loi Michal Alinen, we can't transfer silver onto gold, Kamash Malan, that you may. Toshma, HaPayrit Selah Shammai Sashayna Bishalayim. If somebody is in Yerushalayim, this is different than we learned before. He's taking silver coins and he wants to turn them into gold, copper. B'shamayim b'kol ha'sel mos. You could take the entire silver and make it into copper. B'sel amrim b'shekel kesa b'shekel mos. Half and half. Hashta asked the Gemara. Kasva l'gabe prita mechalalinen. If b'shamayim is saying we start with silver and we could transfer it onto copper, v'loy amrinen. So obviously b'shamayim is not concerned with what we just learned about kesav rishi v'loy kesav sheni, that you can only transfer produce onto money, but money onto money is not acceptable. So isn't this a proof that Beis Shammai doesn't have a problem with transferring money onto money? If Beis Shammai says we could transfer silver onto copper, and there's no problem of Kesef Sheni, certainly silver onto gold, there shouldn't be a problem of Kesef Sheni. So how can we say the Beis Shammai holds Kesef Rishin v'lo Kesef Sheni? Answers to Gemara, it's not a kasha. Amar Rava, Yerushalayim k'maisvis? You're asking a question in Yerushalayim? Shani Yerushalayim. Something that takes place in Yerushalayim is different. T'ksidev v'nesata kesef v'kava ashatava nafshecha v'bok b'tzoyim. Which means as follows. Once the Jew arrives in Yerushalayim with the Maaseh Sheni, whether it's whatever type of coin, we want to make it as easy as possible for him to buy food in Yerushalayim. And if it's easier for you to buy food because you have small change, then you can do it. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even if we'll hold, even Beis Shammai will hold, Kesef Rishav Loi Kesef Sheni, you only could transfer out the money once, not twice. Where was that then said? Outside of Yerushalayim. But once you enter Yerushalayim, do what you need to make it easy to buy food with that money. So it's interesting to note that this Gemara is used to discuss a very interesting shaila. We know on Purim, Matanus Lavyoinim, one fulfills with giving stock of money. Shalach Manas, the Rambam seems to say, and that's the minig, and we don't give money. We only give food. The Paiskim can discuss why. Because as we've discussed previously, there are two reasons for Shalach Manas. One reason for Shalach Manas is because we want to create goodwill amongst people. And the other reason for Shalach Manas is because we want to help give each other food for the Suda. So certainly according to the reason that we give Shalach Manas to create goodwill, goodwill can be created with money as well as with food. Maybe you could get more goodwill with money. But according to the explanation that it's for the Suda, so that's why people hold that you can only give food items, and actually that's why the Halacha says you should give food items that will be used at the Suda. But now our Gemara just taught us, what does the Pasuk say you should do in Yerushalayim? Take the Maaseh Sheni money, and the Gemara just quoted the Pasuk, buy food. Yet our Gemara says you could take the money, the silver, and transfer it onto copper. Because as long as that makes it easy to buy food, that's considered buying food. So similarly, if I give you money for Shalach Manas, that you could take that money and buy food for the Suda, it seems that you could be able to make Shalach Manas with money. Although I'm not saying this lamaisa, I'm just saying it as an interesting discussion that the Paiskim say. Tashma. Hapayat Salma Maris Maisha Sheni. Again, here we're talking outside Yerushalayim. B'shama Amin B'chol HaSalamos. You could take all of the copper and make it into silver. This we quoted earlier. It's a Mishnah. B'shama Amin B'shekel Kasa B'shekel Mos. Half and half. LCC, that even outside of Yerushalayim, B'shama is allowing you to transfer coins onto coins. And he's not concerned with Kesef Rishon, Kesef Sheni. Otherwise, how could we have a question if you could transfer copper onto silver? El with the Kulama, Kesef Kesef Riba. That can't be the explanation. And everybody will agree that you could keep on transferring money for money. Kasav Riba Vafila Kasav Sheni. What is the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, and understanding the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that we began to share with? Hachi Yitmar. Chad Amar, Bechlokes B'Siloh and Maldin Rim. The machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is you could take silver and transfer it on to gold. The Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai concern, Zrim and Shema Yishal Yosef. If a person will be allowed to transfer silver onto gold, you have to accumulate a lot of silver to get a gold coin. You won't have enough silver coins to get a gold coin. And you won't go up to Yerushalayim because you're waiting to be able to transfer your silver coins onto gold coins. And we're anxious that you should get to Yerushalayim. But we're not worried. Even if you can't you don't have enough silver coins to transfer them onto gold coins, you'll go up. You'll take the silver coins. You don't have enough to get gold coins. Avim peiros al dinarim. If it's a question of transferring the produce onto gold coins, divehaku mechalalina. There is no machlokes, and everybody will agree that you're allowed to do it. Why? The kiv and the merkavi, they didn't have refrigerators, and the fruit's going to get spoiled. So even though you want to be able to transfer it onto gold, and it takes your time to accumulate enough produce, loy mashalei. You're not going to waste time because your produce is going to get spoiled. Even if you want to transfer fruit onto gold, it's also usur. Again, why? Because according to this, we're also concerned that you're going to let the fruit rot in your desire to wait to have enough fruit, enough produce to be able to transfer onto gold coins. Says the Gemara. So we've had three explanations in the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. I don't have time to review them. Ask the Gemara. According to the version that Midaraisa, even Beis Shammai agrees, you should be allowed to transfer it onto gold. It's Rabbanan the Gozer Bay. It's just the Rabbanan that were Gozer. Hanu the Ketani, we could understand the terminology of the Mishnah that says Yasa v'lo Yasa. Can you do it? Can't you do it? Elo Hachlishna. But according to the explanation that says that it's os midaraisa kesef rishav loy kesef sheni, the midaraisa pligi, so then the wording of the Mishnah is difficult. Mechalin v'loy mechalin meboile. It should say it is effective or not effective. Says the Gemara Kasha. So we know there's two interesting things I want to mention before we start the next sugya. We know that wherever the Gemara uses the word Kasha versus the word Tiyufta means that there's an answer. Tiyufta means there's no answer. Kasha, there's an answer. So Ritva says, what's the answer? He says, absolutely, according to Beis Shammai, the Mishnah should have used the word Mechalalina v'loi Mechalalina. But the Mishnah didn't use that because the Mishnah, again, like I said at the beginning of this year, is more focused on Beis Hillel's opinion. And according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. And that's why the Mishnah uses the word Yasa. Because if the Mishnah only used the word Mechalalina, we would think that Beis Hillel is only permitting it b'dievet. But that's not true. Beis Hillel is permitting it even l'chatchila. One point. Then there's a beautiful Shaila Meishev. We've discussed many times, the Gemara Masechta the Temura says, Kol Nisa Domer Achmana Loi Savid, I Ovid Loi Mahani. Anything the Torah says you shouldn't do, even if you did it, it's not effective. And there are many opinions that say that's even by the Rabbanan. Kol Nisa Domer Rabbanan Loi Savid, I Ovid Loi Mahani. Ask the Shaila Meishev, our Gemara seems to be differentiating if it's a Daraisa or the Rabbanan. If it's the Rabbanan, I can understand why by the evidence it's acceptable. If it's the Raisa, I can understand why by the evidence it's not acceptable. Why? Didn't we just say that Kol Nisa Domer Rabbanan Loi Savid, I Ovid Loi Mahani? Answers the Shaila Meishev. Big Yisoid, a fundamental Yisoid. There are two types of the Rabbanans. There are Rabbanans that the Rabbanan extended Daraisas, and there are Rabbanans that are Gezerah. They were concerned. Where is there a halacha? The Kol Nisa Domer Rabbanan Loi Savid Loi Ovid Loi Mahani, that's by Takana, where they expanded a Daraisa. But in a situation, says the Shaila Meishev, which is Gzeira, like our case, the last Gemara said, Shema Yisha, it's only Gzeira, there we don't have a concept of Kol Nisa Domer Rabbanan Loi Savid Yavid Loi Mahani. And therefore, if it's Midrabbanan, but the Evid would be acceptable. One of the fundamental ways of doing a Kinyan, which is going to be the subject of the Gemara that we're going to be learning for the next couple of Dafim, is Khalifim. Now, a chalipin can be done in one of two ways. The traditional definition of chalipin is a barter. You have a cow, I have a donkey, and we barter it. Another way of chalipin, which is the more common situation of chalipin, is where I want to buy something from you, or you want to buy something from me, and we pick up a kerchief, a pen, a yarmulke, a suder, and that's how chalipin is accomplished. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, there's a machloikis, whose keli is used, the koina, the buyer, or the makno, the seller, the machloikis, Rav and Levi. Says the Gemara, Itma, Rav and Levi, we have a machloikis of Rav and Levi, can a coin be used as the vehicle to conduct chalipin? Why does he hold that you can't use a coin to affect chalipin? The person isn't looking it at as a piece of metal. It's looking at it as a coin. What makes a coin a coin? That it's minted. And that coin could become rubbed out. It could become useless. So as the Rishonim explain, we're going to learn, as we get into the sugya, you can't use a shtar for chalipin. Every coin is no different than a shtar. That's one explanation. Another explanation is, just like you can't use a half of fruit, so too you can't use a coin. Because it doesn't have its own independent chshivas. Another question Tosfos asks, the pasuk that teaches us the concept of chalipin is the pasuk in Rus, Sholof ish na'aloi. And the Gemara is going to teach us, at least according to certain opinions, that you could only use something like a na'aloi, like a shoe, to affect chalipin. So what does the Gemara say? That a shoe is not like a coin. So Tosfos answers, what makes a shoe effective for chalipin? Because it's a keli. A coin is also a keli. It could be used to be part of a jewelry. It could be used as a weight. And therefore, it is considered a keli. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hazov Koines HaKesef. The question is, again, as I started today's shir, what is the merchandise and what is the money? So, Hazov Koines HaKesef. Mayim Lav, what type of kinyan is our Mishnah discussing? B'chalipin. And we see that the kinyan is a good kinyan. So don't we have a proof, Shmami Noor, that Matei and Nasa Chalipin? Loi, B'domin. It's talking about where we're switching value. I want to barter my gold coin. I want to buy silver coins with gold coins or vice versa. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case that the Mishnah is referring to, Hazov Koines HaKesef. It's not that the Zov affects the Kenyan. Mechayev mi boile. That if I give you a gold coin, you are now obligated to give me your silver coins. Answers the Gemara, Tani Hazov Mechayev. Like Tosfos says, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we should change the wording of our Mishnah. What the Gemara means to say is that understand the word koina, not in the traditional sense of kinyan, but understand it as mechayis. Says the Gemara, hachanami mustabra, that's the way it makes sense to learn the Mishnah. Midik tani sefer, the Mishnah continued to teach us, hakesef ena koina says off. Iyam bishlam bedamim. It was saying that our Mishnah is referring to a buying it. Hanemrenin. So we understand what the Mishnah means to say. The Hava is Peira, that the gold is considered the Peira. The Kasper is considered the coinage, the silver. The Tiva, Peira Lekoni. You can't buy Peiras, you can't buy merchandise with money. You have to do a Mashiach HaGbar. Eli, Amr B'Chalipin, if our Mishnah is referring to the situation of Chalipin, so why not? Tavaya Lukna Adadi, certainly Chalipin should be effective. Right, furthermore, we learned in a brisa, Tanya, Kesef ain't a coin that says off. Ketzah, what does that mean? Machloi esrim v'chamisha dinishal kesef. But dinishal zov, if I'm buying, we're exchanging. One is giving 25 silver dinarim for one dinner of zov. After bishamashach as a kesef, even though I did mashicha on the kesef, lekana, it's not considered an effective kinyan, achiyim shechazov, because you have to do the maisa kinyan on the merchandise, and the zov is the schar, is the merchandise. Says the Gemara, iam bishlam b'damim, it was referring to the situation of damim, bisham hachilakani, because like we keep on repeating, you have to do the maisa kinyan on the merchandise. Eli amrit b'chalipin, if we're going to say that we're referring to the situation of chalipim, nikni, why is the silver different than the gold? Elo, my bidomim. It's referring to domim, and the kinyan has to be done on the merchandise, which is this gold coin. Yochi asked the Gemara, Eim Reisha, the Reisha says, Azov koinus a kesef. Ketzat, machalod dinish azov, be'esmech amisha dinish al kesef. Kivin shemashach has azov. As soon as there's a kinyan done on the gold coin, nikna kesef become makam shehu. The other person becomes the owner of the kesef. Iam b'shlom b'chalipin, if we could say it's referring to chalipim, hani diktani, nisri kesef become makam shehu. Ela am b'damim, hai nikna kesef become makam shehu. Why does the Brice use the words nikna kesef become makam shehu? Nischayiv gadim b'boilei. You are now obligated to deliver the silver. Amar Rashi, loyim b'damim. It still means b'damim. What does the Brice mean with the word become makam shehu? Kama shehu. You have to deliver the silver as was agreed. And if there was an agreement that he's going to give him new coins, you can't give him old coins. Avgav, even though that the gold coins may be equal or more valuable. I want to hold on to coins for a long time. So even though gold old coins are more valuable than new coins, since I want to hold on to a long time, old coins are more likely to become rusty than new coins, and therefore I have to follow the exact rules. And that's the din. When you make a deal, and we specify something, I have to deliver as agreed, even if what I want to deliver to you is better than what was agreed upon. One more nice word. The Gemara says that what's the problem with money that can't be used for chalipin? Because avida tzurus the batla, the tzura is going to get ruined. There's a beautiful word. The Gemara says that when, the Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the machzis shekel, niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Harolai HaKadosh Baruch Hu matbeya shalesh. He showed him a gold coin. A coin made out of fire. That he understood. What's so hard to understand about a coin? Everybody understands money. So I saw a beautiful word. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how money could be used for kapara. The machzis shekel brought a kapara. Isn't money the most gashmi thing? It's bottled tzurasai. Money comes and goes, our Gemara says. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him at Beis Shalesh. If you use your money for Torah, for mitzvahs, then it's Matbeis Shalesh. And that money doesn't become bottled. And that money can be used for kapara.